News from Bermondsey by Chiara Giordano of Southwark News. Doctors still assessing Millwall fan who had cardiac arrest at match. 40-year-old has closed his eyes after waking up from a medically induced coma last week. Millwall fan Anthony Murphy, who suffered a cardiac arrest during a match which left him dead for 9 minutes, has sadly relapsed. The 40-year-old, originally from Bermondsey but living in Kent, was rushed to hospital and put in a medically induced coma after he had a cardiac arrest at Millwall's clash with Northampton at the Den on the 14th of April. Last week, Anthony seemed to be making progress after waking up and opening his eyes, but on Tuesday, the 2nd of May, his friend John Kendall said his eyes were closed again. He's out of ICU, and there's a possibility he could still be all right, but the doctors aren't holding out for it, said John, 52. His eyes are shut again. He still has the breathing tube in his throat, and he hasn't woken up. He's got brain damage, and they, that's the doctors, don't know how badly, but it is bad. They're just waiting to see if he wakes up. John, along with five other friends, have been raising money to help Anthony, who is a full-time carer to his father. Anthony's dad, who has a heart condition, was taken to hospital after hearing the news about his son, but John said that he had since been moved to a rehabilitation centre. The group have already managed to raise almost £6,000 through generous donations. Last Sunday, we raised £1,928 at the match, said John. Northampton Town Coaches, which picks up the fans, raised £250, Northampton raised £200, and their fans gave us another £300 to £400. We've been overwhelmed by how much has been donated, and it was still coming through last night, that's on Monday. The chief executive of Millwall, Steve Canavan, has also been in touch, asking how Anthony is. To help raise money for Anthony, visit www.justgiving.com/crowdfunding/AAnthony, A-N-T-O-N-Y, -Murphy, M-U-R-P-H-Y.